USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats aren't the only ones displeased at how Attorney General William Barr handled the initial letter to Congress in which he summed up the investigation of the special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Reports are that Mueller called Barr's initial letter misleading. Well, today, Barr is to testify on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah says,
no doubt he's going to take heat for it because the Democrats are already signaling to us that that's what they intend to do. But the fact is, there was nothing inaccurate or misleading about it. And so what do they have left to complain about?
He spoke on Fox News. Venezuelans expected to fill the streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido promises will be the largest march in that nation's history, a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military to force out President Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Several feet of water all across downtown Davenport, Iowa, after a breach of a temporary levee at the Mississippi River. Also, some strong storms and tornadoes have touched down in Missouri and Texas, and more coming in the next few days, according to the National Weather Service.
Folks in Texas, southern Oklahoma, all the way up toward the Ohio Valley should be ready to have a safe place to go in case a warning is issued any time in the next couple of days.
That's National Weather Service forecaster Roger Edwards. Alabama is moving forward with a bill that would outlaw nearly all abortions. Yesterday, the State House passed the bill that would make it a felony for doctors to perform an abortion unless there's a serious health risk to the mother. The bill does not allow abortion in the case of incest or rape, and some lawmakers who support it say they're expecting quite a fight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential candidate, out and about in Dubuque, Iowa yesterday, warning a friendly crowd that President Trump wants to cut the social safety net to reduce the federal deficit. Biden saying he won't let it happen.
Mark my words. If he's reelected and the Republicans gain control, keep control of the Senate, this is going to be the battle of our lives. And if I'm president, it will not happen. It will not happen.
A new study suggests that autism can be diagnosed in children as young as 14 months. The finding is much earlier than the typical diagnosis of autism when children are 3 or 4. Specialists who treat kids with what's called autism spectrum disorder say earlier diagnosis can mean earlier intervention. And actor Ben Stiller will testify on the massive refugee crisis in Syria before a Senate panel today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. May Day protests are prompting heightened security efforts in major cities around the world, as May 1st is International Workers' Day, and it's a national holiday in over 80 countries. Security is much higher in France. That's where violent anti-government protests have already been going on for months. Authorities plan to deploy over 7,000 police and dozens of drones in Paris. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.